Blog Talk Radio.
GM Hammond Radio, who live. What's cracking, everybody? It's 9 p.m. inside Hump Day. Tonight's topic is adult entertainment healthy for relationships. Is adult entertainment, is it or is it not healthy for relationships? We'll jump right into it. The hip-hop informer, you are live from Tampa tonight. On the other side, Madam CeeLo Boston, St. James, Hot Chocolate. We'll be right back. GM Hammond Radio live.
Get you blink like the Neptune sound.
some kind of normalcy, yeah? That sounds like a show intro. Yep. Hump Day Wednesday. What's cracking, everybody? Hip Hop Informer. That's in TM Hyman. It is TM Hyman Radio, Wednesday, May 22nd. And tonight, we will discuss what many find uncomfortable at times, a conversation surrounding adult entertainment. We plugged in porn, and it sent off the sirens network. So we have to change our language tonight. Hey, we know celibacy is really the answer when it comes to safe sex. Protection is the next best thing. However, sexual relations is a major part of most relationships. Is adult entertainment a needed factor when it comes to a healthy relationship? Adult entertainment, is it or is it not a part of a healthy relationship? That's the topic tonight. Hey, this is going to be a burner. Here we go. All the way live from Maryland, D.C., New York, Virginia, he could be anywhere. It's
Switzerland,
Paris.
Save James. What up?
Yes, sir. International, all about, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up. I might as well bring it down a little bit because she's going to come on the line all laid back like this. So I might as well just bring it down. All
yeah, turn down. Turn down.
From Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up to Matt Tilo Boston.
Good afternoon and morning time. How do you do?
There it is. See, I had to get on her level.
That's right, that's right. You turn back up for me.
Turn up. Hey.
I told y'all, put the kids to bed. This is not conversation for the kiddies tonight. So if they're in earshot, don't blame us. That's all I can tell you. But they don't need to be learning it from me. That's my disclaimer. Auntie Gigi did not teach you none of what you're going to hear tonight.
Oh, my goodness. And so this is the bottom line. Again, you know, we recognize, you know, different people listen to the show, different beliefs, different perspectives, black, white, Asian, Puerto Rican, you know, it doesn't matter, right? But this is real. Sex is a major, major element of humanity.
Major.
I believe that there are more children and young adults and youth who know more about sex and what to do and how to do it than you really think. They know more than you think. And so tonight, we just want to really be candid. I mean, of course, celibacy is the answer. Safe sex, protect yourself, STDs, AIDS, and babies are real.
Yeah, that's real. That's real.
But the question tonight, is or isn't adult entertainment a factor in a healthy relationship? That's the topic tonight. We want to hear from you. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Please tune in, 3926, just to be clear, 89, 917. I'll read that back. New York, what's going on? Queens is checking in tonight. Atlanta is checking in. Chattanooga, Tennessee, checking in. We are praying for those folks out in Moore, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Please get up to Red Cross, donate, you know, give up a lunch or two or three, you know, this week, next couple of weeks. Send some money out there. It was like just unbelievable this week what's taking place. But, you know, that's what this platform is here for. We want to, you know, kind of talk about some other stuff, you know, to change people's perspectives, what they're thinking about, just have some fun. And we got that topic for you tonight. So if anybody in Florida, our thoughts and prayers are with you. So just have some fun. And hit us up and tell us what you think. Is adult entertainment, or unless we can say it, is porn.
We can say it, yeah, it's porn.
Is porn a healthy part of a relationship? Again, we want to hear from you, 917-889-3926. Let me just start it off. I'll say I've never used porn in a relationship. Have I ever watched porn? Yes, of course. I think every adult has, possibly.
Well, let me stop you there, young man.
You had used porn
in the relationship if you've watched it. You just haven't used it with that young lady.
But it was some technique or something. But it was by myself. Anytime I watched porn, it was by yourself
at the time, but you were storing the knowledge that you gained from said selfie, you know, that you had. I guess I shouldn't have said selfie. But I'm saying that, you know, that's real. Like, you know, you gotta use the spin or the dip, the dip and pits. You know,
that's what I'm saying. It's almost like a default tutorial on, you know, how to do some things that may please the other party. That's all you're trying to do. You're trying to add to your repertoire. You don't want to be not excited because then you ain't gonna never get a call back, but you ain't gonna answer your call. You want to keep that stress going as a man. You know what I'm saying? So you need your bag of tricks right. That's all I'm saying. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not saying, you know, obsess over it and make it every part of your everyday routine or whatever. But at the end of the day, you know, a little smut don't hurt. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't hurt at all.
A little smut don't hurt.
A little smut never hurt anybody. Never hurt anybody.
Well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and agree with Save James on the, you know, smut not being intentionally harmful. Now, what you do with the smut or how much you, you know, indulge in the smut, that becomes
right.
a problem.
The self-control issues, you know.
Absolutely. And we're not going to keep calling it smut because it sounds so dirty. It sounds like your fingernails
that,
in
that,
between.
That
but anyway.
That sounds worse than the word porn.
Porn, it does. Porn is so much of a variant of what you can get because there's, see now I sound like I know too much. But anyway, there's so many facets of it, I guess, to where it can really be educational. Like if you're not really well knowledged in an area and you don't want to seem, you know, I guess, unexperienced, you can go and, you know, indulge and take a few notes or, you know, do whatever you need to do
absolutely.
To educate yourself to gather the knowledge in the data bank to use it later.
It's interesting. I mean, you actually putting that spin on it actually just kind of took me back to like a moment in time. And so I don't know at what moment in time, right? But, I mean, I actually caught the visual as you were talking because I guess it is educational purposes because at 12, 13 years old, 14 years old, I mean, really as a teenager period, when you start going through puberty, what child really wants to, you know, talk to somebody about something so personal and it deals with themselves? And so for me, it took me back to, I think that's where I really learned about condoms. I think I learned about condoms watching porno. It wasn't
now that's
because
good.
My dad or my mom or my big brother, because I am the big brother. I don't have one. You know, I didn't have an uncle. I mean, really, as a matter of fact, I had an uncle that kind of helped. He kind of aided and abetted me because I was so mature.
A lot of that I learned on my own
through porno. And so I'm going back to the word adult entertainment because I'm starting to feel creepy. I'm gonna call it the P word. Hey, it's 914, everybody. It's 914. Hey, if you just tuned in, hey, you're gonna be on a ride tonight. The topic is or isn't adult entertainment a healthy part of relationship? You're in tune to Team Hollow Radio Live. So we'll be right back.
See if you can get her to take it off, fellas.
Wow.
We've just been laughing. Cause I know that you're old fashioned. You wanna be wild.
Mount Vernon and Brooklyn in the building. It's 918 out there.
No.
Lick shots for Bucktown. 918 right now. Give us a call, 917-889-3926. Come get on the ride with us, man. We're about to take off on this thing. It's talking about how this adult entertainment plays a part or not in everybody's healthy relationship. Is it a fact? Let me ask y'all a question. When's the last time y'all watched a flick?
Yesterday.
We actually thought you left.
We thought you left the studio to go watch a flick.
I told you this.
I was doing that disc scratch.
While we're incriminating ourselves, I'll go ahead and incriminate myself, and I will say yes. I will say yesterday as well. Within the last 24 hours.
Wow.
Stop. High five. Yes.
Was it a good one at least? Was it a good one at least?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's one of my favorites.
I go hard or go home.
Oh, so you you watch repeats of certain ones, don't you?
Nah. That gets old.
You do? You found a good one.
It's no fun to have the fave and, you know, be able to fast forward to the favorite part and know exactly when and
Yeah, of course. You got to know the time.
I need some excitement in my life, a little spontaneity.
At 10:42, you know shit got real. You know it got real at 10:42, you know?
This is what I do. I turn it on, but I'll be watching, like, regular TV. And then when it gets to the point where I know it's, like, my favorite part, I'll, you know, flip to the DVD player from the TV.
Wow.
You are in deep.
I'll get distracted doing something else, and I'll miss everything.
Hey,
so, no, I need to focus on one thing.
It sounds like all
in.
It sounds like she knows herself very well. That's what it sounds like.
Oh, Boston?
Yeah.
Sounds like you know yourself very well.
Yes, I do. Quite actually.
But you know what though?
As we all should.
But this is here's the stickler right here. That was one of my points that I was making as far as like single life, you know, same versus relationship or whatever, like what it does for you in each facet of your life. It helps you learn yourself. Because what's our worst?
Yeah.
Whenever we get into bed. premature ejaculation. Don't no dude right. want to do that, and don't right. no chick want to be a part of that.
No,
so,
absolutely.
You got to learn yourself to know when to stop, take it off me.
Yeah.
Let me take a 10 deep breaths, count backwards. You know, give me a minute.
Okay,
you know,
baseball,
don't touch
baseball,
me for
baseball. Right.
Don't touch me for
10 deep breaths.
You know what I mean?
Are you sure you're not going to hyperventilate at the ninth
breath? Nah, I'm just saying.
Said,
I mean, look,
count
I'm telling
backwards
you this.
To 10.
Hey,
count
I'm just going to say, man, you know, it helped out, you know, in times of trouble. And then
count
but
backwards.
But see,
think
here,
about
but,
the baseball dugout. Just anything
but,
else.
But,
here, what
here,
you're feeling
but,
right
but here's but here's the real thing about it though right here that most men, I don't know if they're too, you know, machismo to say it or whatever. But yo, if you really smart, you get that first one out before you go see your shorty.
You know
to
what?
Make sure you want number
that's
two.
That's true. High five, save James again. High five,
right.
double
high
hand.
Five.
Ah, up high.
I'm just saying. If you're smart,
yes.
You know what's going down.
Work
you want to go in on
not
number
harder.
Two.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to go
up.
In on number two. That's going to give you a solid half hour, you know, strong.
Young men, please take notes in ink,
strong.
Not in pencil. Take that note
okay.
right there in ink.
Strong. That's going to give you a strong half hour. And God forbid there's a little bit of alcohol play involved in it, too.
Oh
she's going to love you. She's going to love you.
Hold
you
on.
Got one for life. You got one for life.
Hard.
You would be stained in her memory bank. Promise you.
Yeah, you know.
Promise you.
Hey, I'm trying to say, especially if
you
go 30 minutes. You know, if you go to 30 minutes, you're going
now.
In the book.
The
you
one, the
I'm
one
trying to tell
you,
James. Because I'm trying to tell you, because I had a conversation with somebody like less than 3 months ago. It was like people don't have sex for 30 minutes no more.
What?
Yeah, hey, what?
Ooh.
Where
sorry,
they
I did not even
I,
mean to
yeah.
say that.
Yeah,
they
it was like that's not the norm anymore.
They haven't
yeah, tell her
clothes.
She does.
That's
she's not
funny.
Meeting the right people. He and or she
I mean,
are not
I mean,
meeting
and
the right
and
people.
That, and that's and those are my exact sentiments. But at the end of the day, you know, that wasn't my place to inject, you know, impose my will on her. I was just involved in the conversation. Like, damn, that's how it is in the
that's
street.
That's
sad. It ain't even 30 minutes
wow.
long.
You should apologize.
I'm
damn, so sorry.
It's a song
yeah.
long because they're having sex in the club. That's what that
she
is.
Said. A song long. Wow.
3 minutes and 24 seconds.
Oh.
Got to hit record.
But,
tragic.
But what that says though is that it also speaks that kind of like speaks to our culture, and
yeah,
kind of where we are, and we mm-hmm. we really live in that bitch hole culture. And
yeah.
that's what
yeah.
our women and our young ladies are demonstrating. They're demonstrating that bitch hole behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what they're taught to be. Look at these
imagery.
Children and what you're talking about are
mm-hmm.
our friends' kids.
This is true.
Our friends'
imagery. I'm sorry. Yeah. They're our friends' kids, and they're learning how to be, like, the parents want your kids to, you know, pick up on the good stuff. But kids ain't picking up on the good stuff. They picking up on your curse words, the way you pop your hips when you hear a certain song.
Absolutely.
They're watching everything, but they're watching how you have fun, not how you take care of business, you know.
And so
and you know
it
what?
Goes back it goes back to the question tonight. You know, it is or isn't adult entertainment really any aspect of adult entertainment? Is it, you know, is it important, you know, or is it a
yeah.
factor for a healthy relationship? I think when we think one-on-one, yes, a healthy relationship, you know, extends beyond sex and extends
right.
beyond intimacy. But relationship, mm-hmm. you know, relationships extend beyond physical pleasure. You know,
right.
there's also the component of impact. And I think we live in a very sexual society because of our obsession towards sex and things
right.
of pleasure. Things of pleasure. You know, where does the accountability kind of come into play, specifically when you talk about the influence that we have over our children, you know, and those alike, you know, in our community that really don't know how to divide it. You know, all they know is
yeah.
it makes me feel good. And I so
that's
what I'm
it.
Saying, I'm going after what makes me feel good. How do you balance that? And I don't have children. I work with a lot of children, but each one of you have children. How do you balance sex, you know, for your children in such a sexual society?
After the kid goes to sleep. You supposed to wait till the kid go to sleep before you
well,
do
let me
anything.
Tell you something.
That's easier said than done.
I was raised on HBO. I was raised on HBO and Showtime.
Yeah, me too. And
oh,
Cinemax.
Yeah.
Don't forget
Cinemax.
Cinemax.
What?
Cinemax was the skin
Cinemax.
Station. Oh, my
yeah,
gosh.
That's Cinemax.
Friday night,
yeah.
Friday night, Saturday night, they had the best
oh.
softcore porn on cable television.
That's entertainment at its best right in your in the comfort of your own bedroom.
Yep.
We're not just perving tonight. We're actually talking about something. The topic
we're
tonight is,
with a purpose.
is it adult entertainment, you know, a factor for a healthy relationship? We got Sage James live out of D.C. We got Hot Chocolate coming to you out of Plant City. Madam CeeLo Boston, Charlotte, North Carolina. Hey, it's 9:27 where I am here on the East Coast. It's 6:27 way over there where those Californian folks are. I want to go surfing. I'm headed to L.A. in the latter part of the year, and I'm going to try my hand at surfing. Go figure. Hey, we'll be right back. TMI on the radio live.
You're wildin'.
Arsha, baby.
Surfing?
I just want to get your attention.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
I really want to be all up in your head. Yeah. Cause what I got, you gon' wanna get done. Yeah. But girl, that's only if you ain't scared. And I won't knock. Won't win no bet.
You just move that bottom up in your head.
I'll get you hot. Shawty, you already know what it is. And girl, tonight we're gonna do a lot of sex times. Yeah, can't nobody do your body like this. Oh, I won't knock, won't ring no bells.
You just broke that bottom up in your head.
That'll get you high.
Yeah.
Real Talk, that is us, TM Hyman Radio Live. I am your girl,
right.
Hot Chocolate. It is 9:31 p.m. Shout out to my people out there in Lakeland, Florida, listening, checking in, as well as my Denver, Colorado friends and family out there. Hey, y'all, out there in the Rockies. And our topic tonight is, I was going to say the P word, is adult entertainment healthy or is it not healthy in a relationship? I got joining me on our lines, Mr. Sabe James, Mr. T.M. Hyman, and Madam CeeLo Boston. Now I have a question for you all. Have you indulged in adult entertainment visually or otherwise with your spouses or significant others?
Yeah.
Have I emulated what I saw on the screen?
Or have you utilized any accessories, I guess we should call them?
Have you done
that's a part of adult entertainment too?
Yeah, it is. I'm not big with toys. Well, yeah, I've tried some of that kink.
Sabe, you sound so disappointed, like you left your favorite shovel at the sandbox.
Nah. The thing is, despite, I mean, I like the toys for the chicks or whatever, you know, here and there, whatever, like, you know, maybe some ass beads or something like that here and there, but, you know, that's not really my forte, not really my cup of tea right there, I would say.
Not your cup of tea and you utilizing it with her or toys for you? Because that's where I find, you know, where the roadblock and the big red stop sign comes in when guys are like, yeah.
No toys for me.
Why not?
I don't need that. I'm red hot. You hear me?
What's the purpose unless you are with someone? What is the purpose of a toy? That's the whole purpose of it.
Well, okay. Now, if I would like to interject here, I would like to interject.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
I, myself, am not a fan of toys. However, a vibrator can be brought into play, you know, to add stimulation.
That's cool.
Outside of that, nah, I don't like the dildos and all that little balls and stuff. No.
Wait a minute. What's the difference between? Excuse me, folks, if this is explicit, but I'm really not being funny. I'm just kind of ignorant. What's the difference between a vibrator and a dildo?
Well,
you can have
vibrator.
Listen to them. They knowledgeable about this. They hear this.
All vibrators are not dildos. That's what guys think.
No,
that's
tell me what the difference
you know
is, because I've always assumed that it was one and the same. So what's the difference?
Well, there are some that are used for internal vaginal stimulation, and then there are some that are just used for clitoral stimulation. And then there are some that are so sophisticated
They call them bullets, right? The little joints buzz off with, right?
Yeah, that sounds so sexy. Buzz off, wow.
Right. I'm going to buzz
that's
off.
That's a shot.
But, yes, that's the premise. And then there are some that are so sophisticated that they will, you know, in turn vaginally stimulate you, clitorally stimulate you, as well as stimulate the male at the same time.
And your anus.
No thanks.
Why was there silence and crickets and everything
no
is just at the same? See, you're not being adventurous.
That's like way off on the deep end. But I'm telling you,
just
opened my mind up, because I'm telling you, I assume that, again, that it was one and the same. So it was like, wow. First of all, you sound like a specialist.
She's a
no,
pro.
No.
She's a pro.
Let's clarify that. I have been to several adult toy parties, and what I can do for our TM Hyman family is I can get my, you know, resident specialist to come on the show, and if we want to ask questions about the toys, we can ask questions about the toys. That's really all it's about. It's knowledge. At least that's what she said.
Well, what I do know is, like, for instance, they it's sophisticated to the point of, and you can go into, you know, any of these adult stores and check stuff out. I mean, it's not, they don't hide it. But you actually have, like, replicas of penises. You have replicas
and
of
vaginas.
Like,
and
they're
vaginas.
Like, they're made
anatomically.
Correct. Yes.
The vagina is called the pocket pussy. Ooh, sorry, I can't say that on
That's
sorry.
What I'm saying. I was going to say, yeah, it's called the pocket. That's crazy.
Right.
No thanks, though.
Right.
The real thing.
Hey, I've heard rave reviews about it.
Can it fit in your pocket?
Yes.
You know,
probably. Not if you wear skinny
sure
jeans, though.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I wouldn't wear skinny jeans and put nothing
in
my pocket.
Well, I doubt if you try to put it in your pocket if you got on some skinny jeans anyway.
You know what? You're talking break on that one.
Hey, we'll be right back. TM Hyman Radio Live. It's 9:30. It's not. It's
time
to
check.
But I'm going to drop some science on it,
represent for bad women all around the world. The way you put it down in between the sheets is like no other girl. You done took it to a whole nother level of freakiness when you blow my mind. To the point where all the other women kind of feeling like you stole they shine. So I better come weed it, and I better come fleet it. And I admit that I'm feeling a little pressure when you telling me I better come get it. But I'm the man for the G.O. Can't nobody do it quite like I do. And the same go for you, we a match made in heaven, I'ma stand right by you. Why you saying?
Get on that thing. Get on that thing. Get on that thing.
Watch how I put it down.
Put it down like I only know you can do it. And I'ma hit every single one of your spots. There really ain't no need to walk me through it. But you can talk me through it when I'm asking if it's mine. Cause I'ma be your motivation, just trying to see if you can break my fucking spine. I'm so attracted to the way you carry yourself and keep your composure. You a lady in the street, but behind closed doors, you a fucking soldier. A brother would never know that's how you like it, huh? But that booty pack a mean punch and I'ma spike it, huh? While you saying. You're incredible, edible, unforgettable body. You're so angelic, cool, a rebel with a cause. Speaking in hypotheticals, could I marry you if I wanted to? I'll take you how you come and just learn to live with your flaws. Even though it's not that many, you give me that good and plenty. Then I walk around all day grinning, my mind and body are gone. That JJ so sublime, throw it in the air, return to sunshine. You make me wanna call the crib and say I'm never coming home. Lulu, why you saying?
Turns me on to know I turn you on. Yeah.
Okay.
Can I grab the wheel and
that thing.
Watch how to put it down.
Yeah, we are bugging out tonight. It's 9:41 in Bath, Maine. That's way up there, up the coast. I'm your dude, T.M. Hyman, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. Tonight's topic is or isn't adult entertainment healthy for a relationship? This is real talk, real people in real time. Let's go to the phones. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, you bugging out tonight with Save James, Madam Simo, Boston, Hot Chocolate, and TM. Last four digits, 2022. What's cracking?
What up? What's happening with y'all?
What up, man?
Chilling.
Your name, where you calling from?
So you said that the topic tonight was sex, what?
It is or isn't adult entertainment healthy for a relationship? Is porn healthy for a relationship? Tell us your name, where you calling from.
Now the porn definitely gives an opportunity. Let's say that when it comes down to like oral stuff, because you know, like you know,
we just gonna call him a perv since you don't want to tell us his name. He's trying to hide
behind the cloak of anonymity, apparently.
Yeah, it's all good. So go ahead, perv.
Okay. Yeah, this is James calling out of Virginia Beach.
All right. That sounds better, James.
You know, I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. I'm gonna tell you exactly how I feel. You know what I mean?
Tell us, Ferb.
Things that you might, you know, want to point out to your partner or whatever. You know, instead of getting, you know, a female to come over and demonstrate, you know, they might do something that you like in particular. You can find an adult video that you've seen that shows exactly what
that
you want to show your partner.
That demonstrates what you want.
Yeah, instead of getting a live performance, you know, you can flip through the video catalog and say, you know what, that's how you do it right there. And she can do the same thing with you. She'd be like, well, that's what I like right there. And it's like, okay, you know, as far as, you know, I've always thought that, you know, real sex should be something like what we see when we watch an adult video, you know, as far as the spontaneity, the energy, you know, of course, a lot of times they're being directed.
Energy is important. I'm glad you pointed that out. Energy is important, ladies. Remember that. So write that down.
Did you underline that? He underlined it. Jeez.
Energy is important, ladies.
It is definitely
important.
Go for
him. I'm sorry.
Whatever you do, you have to do it, you know, with a passion. You know, if you like to, you know, perform cunnilingus, you know, your partner should understand that you really enjoy what you're doing. As well as fellatio. I should know for a fact
Amen.
That she enjoys what she's doing to me when she performs that act.
Amen.
I shouldn't feel like that if she don't like it or I'm forcing this upon her or anything like that. It should be mutual exchange the whole way, and everybody should be comfortable.
Okay, so let me
Preach.
Ask this question.
Preach.
Let me ask this question, because I like the fact that, you know, we got, you know, dudes providing perspective, right? So this is one that's always on our mind, so let's talk about it since we had this platform tonight. Should one expect to receive if they are not giving? And you just use James out of VA tonight, you just used two very big words. And so I want to repeat those two big words and ask, you know, folks who really don't know, go look these words up, because you should, you know, use these words instead of the words that you use. He said, if you are providing cunnilingus, or if you are providing fellatio, you need to act like you enjoy it. Now, see, this is you don't have to enjoy it. If you don't want to do it, then don't do it. But this is the question. should you expect to receive if you are giving?
Damn
if you had a conversation.
Right.
Is this a round table vote or is this, you know, random?
I'm saying yes.
Ain't no conversation.
Yes.
Ain't no conversation because if you're asking for it, then you're going
to
give it too. That's it.
We can't talk over each other. But
no.
We can't talk over each other. But I'm going to say to that, not necessarily.
High five.
Really?
I'm with you.
I feel like this.
Okay, well, check this out. All right. Let me put it this way.
I give some good cunnilingus, and hopefully in return I'll receive some good fellatio.
Amen. That's all I'm saying.
If it doesn't work out that way, that will eventually make me reserve that good cunnilingus. It's going to have my partner think, because I know they enjoy that. Absolutely. They absolutely have to enjoy that. You know.
Don't preach, boy.
I think definitely if the cunning lingus is performed right, then they'll get in and give up some fellatio.
But let me ask you this though. Let me throw this out there. If the roles be reversed, if Shorty decides to check the mic, does that entitle us to do that? Because you got to remember now. I mean, not to say that of course, I say that what's fair is fair, what's right is right, what's wrong is wrong.
Mm.
But, you know, we know that not all situations are conducive to that behavior.
And that that inspection should have taken place before any ideas on either behalf.
But sometimes it's not the time isn't available. Sometimes
there's always time for that. Get out of here.
Sometimes things happen. That's all I'm saying.
That time of the month, I think, is what he's saying, where the man
not
might
that.
Be able to relate to
not even
with.
That. He's probably talking about the most uncleanly situation.
I guess I'm saying, like,
unkept well.
And that's also a time where, you wouldn't want to participate in the cunnilingus or whatever.
That's all I'm saying.
It's not.
Well,
that's
different. But if all of the parameters are right and the situation presents itself well on both sides, and there's no reason for either one of us to deny it.
Yeah, it's on, and I'm a monster.
But there are some men who don't feel that way. There are some men that fully feel that they're supposed to receive, but hide behind the adage of, you crazy, I'm not eating something that bleeds 1 week for a whole month and don't die.
Now, guess what? Let me stand up. Let me stand up. Because, that would be.
You used to feel that way?
That would be me, and I can't even say today that's a used to feel that way. For me, it's like this. First of all, I ain't just randomly just sleeping with anybody just because. I didn't kind of show it out of that. You know what I'm saying? There was a point in my life in which, I did that, been there, done that. But for me now, I'm smart enough to know that you can't be running around here putting your mouth on everything.
Yeah.
You crazy.
That's
you're
what I'm
right.
saying.
But
that's
you're right.
Saying.
Are you crazy? And so,
that's what I'm saying.
But just because you do, I ain't hating on you.
True.
No, I'm
that's
not saying to each his own.
That's
no, to each his own with it.
That's all
to each his own. Yeah, to each his own. But I'm just saying like that, and that's the point that I was raising, that you just can't, you know what I'm saying, not to say that, you know, do the and you cleaner, but I think the tell-all signs are a little bit more evident in dudes than, you know, things could be lurking around in there we don't know about. You know what I mean? Y'all don't know about.
Not lurking.
Yeah,
he
well,
lurking.
You know that. Well, this is,
you know what I'm
this is a fact. This is a fact since we're on this topic. This is a fact. I mean, there are a lot of women that walk around not even knowing that they've had what they've had.
Because
how it works for us is it burns like hell. But you can be shaking your thing, and you've been burning for 6 months, didn't even know it. Hey, we'll be right back.
Wow.
See you on the radio live. 951.
can give you what you want and all that you need. Mackin' all the ladies, from the fly to the shady. Marquis Diamond, 600 Mercedes. I fly you across the seas in a private jet. Whisper shit in your ear to get your panties wet. Honey, I show you how good life can get. Whining and dining nonchalant in the finest restaurants. Feed you lobster, cause I'm a true monster. Lame niggas bore you, lay you down in the Waldorf Astoria. Victoria's Secret, lingerie, I like the freak shit. Dim the lights, sex all through the night. King size bed, that she's getting right. When you out, leave my number by the horn. When you wake up in the morn, I'm gone.
On you fools trying to run up in.
What's the matter, big mama? Don't you like what you see?
Like my girl Mary B, you just ain't running up in me. You got to give me what I need, baby. That's a drop top V, baby. Martini and Rossi, Ossie, Spumante, Dom Perignon. So we could get it on. Movado watch, tennis for the wrist, nigga. You ain't never seen no ice like this. So now you know what you're working with. Handle your business and keep coming with that stuff that I lied. Light a candle, I'm too hot to handle. I see your eyes sizing up my hips and my thighs. Man, I'll do things to you. Vanessa Del Rio be shamed.
Gas nigga, move like Tomcat in a zoot suit. Gangs foolproof, leaving parties with bitches and NSX. Cool fitting game, with or without the eye contact. With or without contracts, laying my game down flat. Kleptomaniac rides any rhythm that you give them, I'm living right. Semi precious stones, exotic bitches, skin tight. Can't see mobile function with women, how to live life. If that's your girl, she wasn't last night. Made a life worthwhile, Benjamin's by the pile. Turn the frowns to smiles, living good fellas lifestyles. Nails done in here, living rooms with chandeliers. Sex in the street. Flex, no kids for who wanna stare, yeah. Now that's a real woman for ya. High execs and lawyers, pearls, gems, and tag lawyers. Bachelor degrees, bringing home bacon and cheese. Freaky Sandra ain't afraid to get some dirt up on her knees.
Tim, I'm live. It is 9:54.
Yo, what was that last song by Tim Dog or something?
Nah, that was Junior. Junior Mafia joined.
Junior Mafia.
Oh.
Junior Mafia.
Yeah.
Tonight, the topic has been, is or isn't adult entertainment healthy for a relationship? And we've shared a lot of perspective. Let me just help all the Christians out tonight, those that's been listening, whose perspective is probably upside down, listening to us while out. Hey, Jesus wept. Hey, there is a
and we are,
you know,
saved.
Thou shall not fornicate. Follow the
amen.
Again, celibacy is the answer. But the reality
amen.
Is your children and your grandchildren, and even you in the wee hours of the night, we see him coming
y'all
in
humping.
And out your house. Stop playing.
Y'all humping.
We see, you know, we know you've been messing with Deacon Johnson for a few years now. Mm. His wife know it too.
Hey, Miss Parker.
He wants your potato salad, girl.
We just want to inform. We just want to inform and have fun at the same time. Hey, big up to this team. We like to just keep it real and wild out. Team Hyman Radio style. So, as we conclude, for real. I mean, you know, what's the perspective? Is it or is it not healthy for a relationship? And we cannot bypass the fact that, again, we influence kids. We've influenced the society to be what it is today, a very sexual society. Is it really healthy?
You know what?
I think it is
healthy in moderation, though. Because, honestly,
right.
I remember there was a young lady.
I agree.
I remember the young lady, she had been in a long-term relationship, And she came to a point where she wasn't happy anymore, but she was like, you know, the sex life was fine. However, he watched porn without her. So, and what that meant was she felt left out. Then she felt like she had to compete with the women that were in the videos because they weren't partaking in the porn together. You know what I'm saying?
That's just like being caught in a threesome.
Right, exactly. You know, where they started out together, and it brought excitement, but then when he started doing it by himself, she became offended and self-conscious.
That's insecurity. That's all it is.
That's why I said. See, she became self-conscious. So, but the thing is that once, if you start out a certain way, you know, where your partner is including you in other sexual, you know, excitement, and then they turn and they're not doing that same thing to keep you, it's kind of a, you know, whatever. Anyway, in moderation. Anything in moderation.
I agree.
Yeah. Porn in moderation.
In moderation.
I agree.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, too much of anything will kill you, straight up.
Yeah, absolutely.
For real.
Yeah, especially as healthy, though.
Believe it or not, too much church will kill you. You know, you need
Amen.
Life. You need something, you know, more than toting that Bible. You need to...
Need balance.
You know,
need balance.
Yeah.
Need balance.
A balance is the key.
Need balance.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because the thing is, you have to have a contrast. You know, that's how our minds work. We have to have, everything is relative. So with porn, it's like it's supposed to be entertainment and, again, to add spice to, you know, a sex life. I myself, you know, I use that, you know, I don't use it with my partner, though.
Can I ask something real quick?
In the last 90 seconds,
yeah. Yeah, all right, check it. The reason why it rages so much with men and ladies, I need to remember this, our mental imagery scientifically has been proven that it urges us so strong that we have to satisfy that urge. That's why one or two things happen. We end up crossing off, or we end up having to come find our old lady. So I'm trying to tell you, the imagery drives us. We can't help it. It's something that's innate. So if you ever just want to, you know, feel in the mood, slap a flick on. Guarantee I get a pop. Promise you.
Right.
And it's safer. Much, much, much safer.
Okay.
Definitely.
You can't give yourself gonorrhea. I mean, you know,
Oh my gosh.
I've never seen anybody
do
that.
PM Hyman Radio. Join us on Friday for the Friday Night Cypher, where we will wrap up the week in news and entertainment. I am your
girl,
Hot Chocolate. He is TM Hyman. He is Sabe James. She is Madam CeeLo Boston. And we are TM Hyman Radio Live, real talk, real people.
Good night, everybody.
Time. Have a
peace,
good night.